Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon, The Inescapable Call, based on our gospel reading from John chapter 1 that we just read, now especially again, verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." I invite you this morning to turn in your worship folder, find that sermon outline, and follow along with the sermon as we consider our theme, The Inescapable Call. An inescapable call refers to an invitation or request that you simply cannot turn down. I received an inescapable call on February 23rd, 1972. It was the day I turned 18 years old. And as living in America as an American citizen, when you became 18, especially at this time in America, when America was involved in the Vietnam War, you had to answer the invitation, the request, the legal demand to sign up for the draft to be called into military service. I remember clearly that day going with my dad to the county courthouse in Spokane, Washington, and I was trembling, knowing that at age 18, by law, I had to answer this inescapable call from the government to sign up for the draft. I got my draft card. Now, God in his kindness for me happened to conclude the Vietnam War shortly after that, and I never was called into the military. But my path took me to go to college, university, and seminary to study to be a pastor. And yet, this call was inescapable. If I was drafted and called, I would have answered the call and served my country in the military. In today's gospel reading, our Lord Jesus Christ issues an inescapable call. John 1:43 says again, the next day Jesus went to Galilee, he found Philip, and Jesus said to Philip, "Come, follow me." Jesus issues a call to a man named Philip, who soon would become a faithful disciple, and Philip would in turn extend this call to others of his family and his friends. This same Lord Jesus issues the same call to each of you today. It's the same inescapable call. It is your draft notice to serve in his kingdom. Today, the Lord Jesus is looking into your heart and into your eyes, and he says to you, "Follow me." Look at your sermon outline. Today in this inescapable call, our Lord calls you and me to repentant faith. In Mark 1:15, we read, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." At the beginning of this brand new year of 2018, your Lord calls you today to examine what is really important in your life, to examine how close your relationship with him really is, to repent of everything that keeps you from becoming closer to him, to indeed follow him and entrust your lives into his nail-pierced hands. Our Lord also calls us to a single-minded discipleship. Luke 9:57 says, as they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus turned and said to him, "No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looks back, is fit for the kingdom of God." These are tough words of Jesus. Jesus compares to following him to plowing a field with a big, heavy wooden plow pulled by a beast of burden. As you plow the field, you are to keep your eyes pointed straight ahead, because if you look back, the plow will go off course and you'll mess up the whole process. Jesus says in this passage, he's calling each of us to a single-minded discipleship, to keep our hands on the plow and to hold on. In the sinful world in which we live today, getting sinful and more dark every day, now is not the time for believers to have lukewarm faith, to have convenient church membership, to worship, well, let me check my device, only when it's convenient for my schedule. Jesus calls you, as he called Philip, to a trust that your future is secure in his strong hands. And the good news for us is this: he who calls us today will lead us. Jesus calls and leads us to life instead of death. He tells us in John 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. He says in John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. Do you hear him calling to you? On the night before he went to the cross, do you know what Jesus did? Of all the things Jesus could have done that night before he went to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, do you know what he was doing? He was praying for you. In John 17, we have the words of his prayer. Oh, Father, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Did you notice his prayer before he's going to be nailed for the sins of the world? He's praying for you and me. He's telling the Father, for my believers in the future, their life will not be a bed of roses. To live a faithful Christian life is not an easy thing to do. The Christian life is not an escape from the pains and evils of this world. But here and now, through the proclamation of his word, for the sharing of his holy meal and holy communion, God sanctifies us in his truth. That means he uses these means of grace to protect us, to strengthen us, to keep us set apart and close to him, so that we can overcome anything this world throws our way. Jesus also calls us, and he leads us to a greater confidence and faith in him. St. Paul reminds us of this in 1 Thessalonians 5 when Paul writes, the one who called you is faithful and he will do it. As we said before, the one who calls leads. We can count on him. What St. Paul said 2,000 years ago, God says to us today, let me share that. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, therefore, my dear brethren, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because your work in the Lord is not in vain. Did you hear that? Dear Christian, your work in the Lord is never in vain. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself if you're not the person you know God wants you to be. Don't give up on others who are not in the relationship with God that they should have. Don't give up, especially when you don't see the results that you want as soon as you want them. Your work in the Lord is not in vain. God is faithful. He loves both you and that person in your life that's important to you, for whom you're concerned, Paul reminds us, your work in the Lord is not in vain. Believe me, now permit me to get personal for a moment here. As a pastor, I need to be reminded of this almost every single day. My work in the Lord, our work in the Lord is not in vain. Dear Lord, we ask you today to shut the mouth of that liar, that devil, and that sinful world around us when they whisper in our ears lies like this. Give up. You'll never change. Give up. They'll never change. Give up. This situation will never change. Instead, O Lord, give us the faith to believe your holy word when you tell us the one who called you is faithful and he will do it. Here's another part of the inescapable call every Christian has: to do all that's within our power to do and then entrust the rest into our Lord's strong hand. The one who called us is faithful. He is loving and forgiving. Today, look at that one upon the cross, won't you? Look upon him there. Is he faithful to us? Faithful unto death. Look on that one on the cross, will you today? Is he loving to us? Loving unto death. Look at that one upon the cross. Is he forgiving to us? Forgiving unto death. And he who was loving, forgiving, and faithful unto death is also the mighty Lord, victorious over death and grave. And this same risen and victorious Lord calls us, as he called Philip, follow me. And we will follow him wherever he leads us. His call to us is a loving, inescapable call. Today we echo the words of St. Peter, who said to Jesus, Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We'll end this sermon today about an inescapable call with another story about military service. Back during World War II, people had a custom of hanging a huge star in their window to signify they had a son fighting in the war a long way from home. And one evening, a family was walking home after Christmas Eve worship. They walked by various houses with Christmas trees and lights and decorations. But in a number of the windows had been placed this single star. Little boy walking with his family said, Papa, why do some of the people have that same star in their window? And the daddy replied, Son, that means that the family living there has a son who has been sent to war. As they kept walking, the little boy that night saw a very bright evening star shining in the clear heavens. And he said, Look, Daddy, God must also have a son in the war because he has his star in God's window. Indeed, God's son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, went to war for us. He said yes when his Father called him to lay down his life for you and for me. This was his inescapable call. And by his death on the cross, the one who answered the call defeated the powers of sin, defeated the powers of death, defeated the powers of the devil, rose in victory, and everything he did for you and for me. And today, on this day, this risen and victorious Lord calls you, as he called to Philip and the first disciples, and he says, follow me. This is your inescapable call. With joy, with thankfulness, with full trust that he who calls us will also lead us. We will follow him from now unto life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, the call is for you.